The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
You might have heard about us on Facebook. It's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and Diana Hong. And now, from the chair behind all the knobs and switches, here's Nate.
I am the lead knob.
You gotta hit that.
You're the lead knob.
Gotta rub it right.
Hey, a big Jesus. Hello, big hello to Anna Ferris. If you're checking out the show,
what's up, girl?
Hi, Anna. I didn't realize she was in the world of podcasting, but she has her own show.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's called Anna Ferris is Unqualified. She interviews celebrities, and she's gotten some pretty big ones in her living room.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And they do. It's basically relationship questions. Mm. So it's kind of an interesting show.
Well, there's an untamed market of people who just have relationship questions. It never ends.
Well, and the thing is, it's not a chick show.
Right.
Because she has no problem getting a little bit dirty and really, you know, doing some real talk. I was very impressed.
Mm.
Way to go, Anna.
Well, Anna, I'm going to... Anna?
Anna. Anna. Anna, please forgive me.
Yeah,
please
what the fuck? Did you make me fuck
I'm
up
an
now?
Ass.
Anna. Like, now Anna's going to be listening to me like, oh, fucking Jason.
No, she's just to remember Jason, that other
dude.
Guy.
Well, you're both married.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about that. She's just a cool chick. I mean... Wouldn't it be cool to go and have, like, a dinner date with, you know,
right.
with Chris and Anna?
Yes.
Like, that would be dope. That'd be like, hey, let's hang out. We'll play some Cards Against Humanity
or not.
Or we can play some, I don't know, plenty of, you don't know, Jack
he's,
or something?
He's the biggest action star in the world, and she has her own sitcom. And they're going to sit around and play your stupid game.
You never know. Maybe
up your game, man.
They might want to hang out.
Play Settlers of Catan, dude. That's what's up.
You know what you got to do? You got to break out the Exploding Kittens game from the oatmeal.
Mm, you might
Who
like
has that.
That?
I have that.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Ooh, hey, Anna, you and Chris have just scored your own trip that you have to pay for to one of our houses to play some type of tabletop game.
Welcome to Sacramento. We'll bring you out to a local brewery. It'll be good. One of the thousand local breweries in Sacramento. Jesus, they're exploding everywhere. Talked about Oak Park Brewing. I am enjoying right now a Kolsch from Sacktown Union Brewing, which is one of the newer ones.
Well done, Sacktown Union. One month in, something like that.
They are very, very new, and their Kolsch is delightful if you like a Kolsch.
Jason has issues with their branding.
Well, no, he has issues with the black and white version of their logo.
Yeah, no, I don't have a problem with that. I love Inkalot and the idea of it. Just looks like that.
It looks like it's a logo that belongs on a yoga mat.
Yeah, or yeah, something or yeah.
Well, go ahead and look them up on Facebook and see what it looks like in color. It looks much cooler.
Right,
as a color logo. So we had all that going on. Hey, any big plans this weekend, Sammo?
You know, I'm trying to survive the week. I thank God that it's almost here.
Mm-hmm.
What's tough is we got Easter this weekend.
That's true. You know, it is Good Friday.
Good Friday.
It's so good. It makes you want to kill the Savior.
Let's go get crucified, folk.
Melted.
Anyhow, it's tough because one of my best buds
is Jewish.
Is not. Well, I do have Jewish buds too, but the one I'm speaking of is not Jewish. But he has invited me and my girlfriend to join him and his wife on a road trip to the Mojave Desert and like camp out in the desert and watch bighorn sheep go walking by.
Wow. That's
totally random. It sounds kind of dumb to the average person, but to me that lights my fire.
No, I know. when you said that, I'm like, so what time are you leaving?
All right. The issue is, you know, my grandparents are getting old. And
it's a family holiday
it's
weekend.
It's a family holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we have plans at my grandma's house for Easter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shit.
Yeah. Last year for Easter, it was the big, for lack of a better term, unveiling of me to Leslie's family.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Because we had officially become a couple a few months earlier. And it was the first, and at Christmas, I was away. I was at my dad's house.
Right.
So Easter was the first big family gathering that. you know, I was there.
Let's
like,
pull away the curtain.
Yeah, and yeah. And when I say big family gathering, there were about 100 and some odd people there.
Damn.
Barbecues and horseshoes and all sorts of
that's
stuff.
That's what's up,
on.
Dude. I love those kind of gatherings. Yeah. That's where I
it takes some planning.
Really,
you know, yeah. And I'd heard nothing about it this year, and I don't know if there's anything going on, but we did just have the 90th birthday party for her grandmother last week.
Well, that's
so
awesome.
So, yeah, it was
but
really,
now it's a double hitter, huh?
I think that might be it. I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
Grandma's birthday filled the quota for the month.
Is it just me, or did it seem like this year, like, Easter was way, I don't know, it was just, like, way.
It's early.
I don't.
It's early season. Easter
it came quick. Like, yeah. It's, like, no, I haven't heard from any of my family, like, about what's going on, like. I think it's kind of hitting everybody a little unexpected.
I think so, too, because it's rare that there is an Easter in March.
Right.
But, yeah, it was very strange. Everything was early except for sweeps and television. February sweeps ran late, fuckers.
Yeah. They took advantage of that leap year, bro.
Yeah. Oh, God damn.
We got another day, baby.
Yeah, but the book is still the same length.
Know,
it makes no sense.
Anyway, son of a bitch.
Enough of that inside talk. So I hope everybody has a wonderful Easter.
Yes.
Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Well, not dead. Today is the day
he's
being crucified. The murder.
Yeah, this is when it happened.
Right.
When it happened.
Oh, by the way, I have to say this. So Leslie and I watch a lot of terrible reality TV. There is a new show called
American.
There is a new show called Bride and Prejudice.
I've seen this movie. It was like an Indian Bollywood flick.
No. This is Bride and Prejudice.
Uh-huh.
And it follows three different couples whose at least one side of the family completely disapproves of the partner.
Oh, and then they go live next to them, so they have to see them.
Well, the idea is they're getting married in 5 weeks. Will the bigoted family be able to get past everything and go to the wedding in peace? One couple is a gay couple, and the father is Hispanic, and he does not approve.
Right.
And the mother says things like, who would want to see their son walk down the aisle with another man? I wouldn't. So that's one of the things.
Mm.
Another one is an interracial couple. She is African-American. He is white.
Mm.
And one of her cousins has said, and I quote, no, of course I don't like him. He's a white boy. The third couple.
I've heard that so many times.
The third couple, he's Jewish. She's Christian. And his family does not care for it at all.
Yeah.
Yet, they already have a child together.
Oh, snap.
And here's where the Easter thing comes out.
Right.
Now, the girl's parents are very nice. They're trying very hard. And
what are you going to do?
No. These are the Christians.
Okay.
And her dad is so oblivious to all of this. So he says things like, The Jews are God's chosen people. Who couldn't love God's chosen people?
Oh, no.
I mean, sure, they killed Jesus, but Jesus was a Jew.
Oh!
And Jesus said on the cross, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And he's all proud of this.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is a dinner party.
Oh, no, dude.
So
that works well in a nice, like, comedy movie, but in real life, dinner party.
A shit show.
Oh, God.
Like, I can just imagine, like, all the, like, Jewish people just, like the blank stare on their faces, like.
These are Ukrainian Jews, too.
Oh, no.
The parents were born in Ukraine.
Oh, so these, like, you have
so
no
they're,
idea.
They're humorless to begin with.
Well, and not only that, these ones are the ones that, like.
They're humorless.
They know, they're still the stories of what was going on in the 30s and the 40s and the, you know, all the, those Jews are. Like that, we were like we've been prejudiced against for as long as you can remember for doing this. Like, why do you have to bring it up again? Come on, we spent the last 300, 400, 500, 600 years, 2,000 years.
Yeah, it's the show is it's really sad. You know what it comes down to is there's a lot of people you're going to dislike in this show. But yeah, we've watched one episode so far, Bride and Prejudice. Hmm.
There really was a Bollywood movie about it though, and it was entertaining. I watched it with one of my previous girlfriends.
just might be a perfect match.
I'm a hopeless dancer, but this looks like you're just screwing a light bulb with one hand, you pet the dog with the other. Will you teach me?
When LA meets Bombay, it's gonna be a good time, bro.
Martin Henderson, and featuring music by Ashanti.
It's not a legit Bollywood. It's just got elements of
really,
Bollywood.
Really? Music by Ashanti is not traditional Bollywood? Oh, my God.
Pride and Prejudice.
That reminded me, like, of, oh, my God, when I went and saw, like, my first, like film that was like a film, like I went and
when
saw.
It was, it's
yeah,
not
like art
so,
house.
It's not a blockbuster hit.
Yeah, no, like a lot. Yeah, like a landmark theater, you right. know, like mm-hmm. a specialty
independent.
Theater, independent. Yeah. Yeah, I remember I went and saw Zentropa, which was a Lars von Trier film, and like they had like the previews before the show, and like. There looked like movie like what the fuck, like what is this movie? That was like something like I would have seen like before
exactly.
the independent feature that
right.
was like, who the fuck made this?
You're like this is a thing.
Like because like they would have
interested.
They would this. Have these movies that like you're like, I can't believe somebody spent like what well, like it was just really hokey seeming like
yes
movies that were independent features like that. Like uh-huh. I mean it's cool though. I mean I'm not hating on them.
There's
I mean,
people
chasing,
out there who love that
Chasing
shit.
Amy was almost kind of like that, but...
Chasing Amy was a little different than that.
No, it was a cheesy romantic comedy. It was ridiculous. I mean, it was fun.
All right. Well, talking about movies, Wolf of Wall Street star Margot Robbie has signed on to headline a budding Tonya Harding movie that will tell the true story of the disgraced Olympic figure skater. Titled I, Tonya, the script originated as a spec by Stephen Rogers, the person behind such big screen movies as Kate and Leopold and Love the Coopers.
Love Kate and Leopold.
Oh my God, you would, you fucking asshole.
According
I'm gonna
to
hate you right
Hugh Jackman's
now.
Finest.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
According to Deadline, Rogers' script is based on first-hand interviews with the real Tonya Harding and her former husband turned partner in crime, Jeff Galooly. When reached for comment, Nancy Kerrigan had this to say.
Why?
Was that authentic or was that like joking crying?
No, that was when she actually got whacked in the knee in 1994.
Oh no, bro.
Oh my God, Nate.
Never has anybody been the victim of violence
that's fucked up.
Then generated so much dislike for themselves just because of how whiny they were.
Why?
Oh, it hurts.
Oh, my God. Oh,
you know, 22 years later, and still every time I hear...
Why?
I just think, toughen up, bitch.
Do you remember how crazy that shit was? You weren't around yet, really. You don't remember that.
He was very young.
I'm young, but because of a sibling who's 3 years older, I had more of a grasp of things happening before me than people my age.
But it was very weird that suddenly out of nowhere someone would attack an Olympic athlete
yes.
for no apparent reason.
They got paid off, bro.
That was like part of the. That was like when the 24 news cycle was
very new. It was right around OJ time.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was because there was so much coverage of it and it went on for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's going to shine a light on the infamous 94 incident where Olympic figure skater was connected to an attack on Nancy Kerrigan, a hired thug following a practice session in Detroit. Although the intent was to break Kerrigan's leg, the skater was only bruised and went on to significantly outperform Harding in the Olympics. Following the event, Harding was prosecuted for the attack alongside Galooly and several additional parties, and then Galooly released their honeymoon sex tape.
Yep.
All
right. That was the
nice
beginning. That was like right after Pam Anderson's one too. It was like there's like that's the thing.
That was
like,
the start of the celebrity.
No, but
it's
that's the thing is like it's as long as videotapes have been around, it's been a thing. So everybody acts like it's something that's new and it's just happened. But I mean, all the way back to the 80s, like shit, it's been happening for days.
Yeah.
It's been, well, Rob Lowe.
That's what I say, Rob Lowe.
Well, the problem with Rob Lowe is the the other people in the tape were like 17.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's what he said. Like, oh, hell. What's going on? All right, lazy people, get excited. Nike has unveiled its new HyperAdapt 1.0, the first sneaker to feature the function of automatic lacing.
Boom. There's the future for you, bitches.
Back to the future, yo.
Jason is very excited about this, as he is incredibly lazy. The sneaker utilizes digital, electrical, and mechanical technology to create an ideal fit, and as Nike emphasizes, eliminate the distraction of tying one's shoelaces.
Yeah, because, you know, I've always thought to myself, wow, I really wish I didn't. Oh, wait, I just bought some loafers. Fucking idiots.
You know what's
a distraction is having to take a shit every day. Can someone just solve that problem?
Yeah, gee, just tape my fucking butthole up.
Take my butt. I don't have to stop what I'm doing and sit in a tiny stinky ass area where other people's bare ass was and waste time.
You know,
I've got other things to do.
They're solving
shoelace problems. I've got a butthole problem.
I would like to have, and this is going to sound like the biggest white a-hole thing to do. I want to find an African American young man who enjoys wandering around with his shoes untied.
Okay.
And buy him a pair of these.
Yeah. Say, son, let me share some of my privilege with you.
No, not to share the privilege, to frustrate the fuck out of him, because he loves nothing more than walking around with his shoes untied.
Oh, yeah, he loves
them. And they just keep tying themselves.
You are sick and devious.
That's the news. You're so sick. I know, right? That's the only thing I can think of to do is
hack the app.
To give them to people who want to walk around with their shoes untied. Now, if only Nike could make self-rising pants, then we'd have something. It's the white privilege section of the show, John.
Look out.
All right, the shoe is set for release in late 2016. Innovation at Nike is not dreaming about tomorrow. It's accelerating forward. That's according to designer Tinker Hatfield. That's right. Your feet are being trusted to Tinker Hatfield.
It's Tinkerbell's angry brother.
Yeah, and Cristiano Ronaldo was the first athlete to try on the sneakers. So there you go.
Any kind of these automatic shit freaks me out. Again, it's my Terminator phobia kicking in, but... You trust a machine. What's to stop it?
I don't understand why, like, that is the movie you reference in this, though.
No, listen.
Like,
no,
it's the fucking most ridiculous. No, it is absolutely the wrong movie to represent in this. Because
you have technology tightening your shoe. What if they keep tightening until your foot crunches up?
But that's not a Terminator. That's not Terminator. Like, the machines rose up and made, like, fucking robots.
It's the machines,
It wasn't. No, it was not toasters. It was not fucking. It was not.
They're
cars.
All the same.
No,
dog.
They're not all
they're
the same,
same.
You son of a bitch. No.
As artificial intelligence happens, Skynet awakens all technology.
No, it is not going to awaken all technology. It might be able to control some of those, but it's not going to be like Maximum Overdrive, the movie that came out in 1984 starring Emilio Estevez.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that like the comet coming through and casting this, making all of the. Now, giving like mystical powers. To
I like
all,
that a lot more.
Like, I'm just saying that is like that's
you're
the movie.
It's more feasible.
That this is
let me go
when you're
quote.
Talking when you're talking about this type of situation where you're like technology rising up against people.
It was
like,
a mystical.
It would
from
be
a comic.
It would be like the fucking the knife that like attacked the guy, or it would be like the soft drink machine that was.
I don't know
like
if this is a generational
people.
Gap thing because I also grew up with My Little Toaster,
Brave
Little
Toaster,
toaster
yeah.
and
I saw
Toy
that.
Story. You know what I'm saying? And all the appliances are alive and awake. And Toy Story, all your toys are sitting there about
your. I'm telling you, Max. I'm not. All I'm saying is Terminator 2, like about like that those if you want to talk about machines rising up, it would be
you're right.
Maximum Overdrive. That's all I'm saying.
I'm
going like,
to accept Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah, thank you.
But I also remember the late 80s, early 90s MC Hammer animated series on ABC
Hammer
Saturday
time.
Mornings
yeah.
where his dancing shoes talked.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
What? So?
So if your shoes can talk, why can't they conspire to crush your little human feet?
Listen, if the comet had gone overhead and like mystified like everything, like you would, just like in Maximum Overdrive.
You're right. I surrender.
Like...
Maximum Overdrive. I will now adjust my movie reference to Maximum Overdrive.
Stephen King appeared in that, too.
I'm surprised these shoes don't look anything like the Back to the Future shoes, which is what everyone was expecting, I think.
No, they're very different.
Yeah, they look actually kind of like every other Nike running shoe that you see.
Yeah, the new Nike Flyknit, which is kind of what they're based off of. No. All right. Georgia House Bill 757 is a new bit of religious freedom legislation currently in the late stages of approval process that would prevent the government from penalizing organizations that deny social, educational, or charitable services that violate such faith-based organizations' sincerely held religious belief. The bill also has language that handcuffs the state government's ability maybe I've had too much Kolsch to substantially burden a person's exercise of religion, even if the burden results from a law, rule, regulation, ordinance, or resolution of general applicability. In practical terms, the bill would be a check on civil rights of gay people in Georgia. It's transparently not about guaranteeing religious liberties or anything nearly that noble. Here's what a state senator told the New York Times. When the Supreme Court changed the definition of marriage, dynamics changed. There's a need for a law, for this law, and it took Georgia to lead the way of the country to put this law together. Now, it breezed through Georgia's legislature. Now it sits with Governor Nathan Deal. Now, Deal has been public about his hesitancy to sign a bill that is, on its face, kind of hateful, and he appears to be carefully weighing his options. Now, why is this important? The NFL has stepped into the fight and released the following statement to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
The NFL policies emphasize tolerance and inclusiveness and prohibit discrimination based on age, gender, race, religion, sexual orientation, or any other improper standard. Whether the laws and regulations of a state and local community are consistent with these policies should be one of the many factors NFL owners may use to evaluate potential Super Bowl host sites.
Makes sense.
Why is that important? Well, Atlanta's opening a new stadium in 2017, and they've been very vocal about wanting the Super Bowl in 2019. The NFL, for their part, is flexing their muscles like they have before. They leaned on Arizona before Super Bowl 49 in response to similar anti-gay laws, and they even moved Super Bowl 27 from Arizona to Los Angeles in 93 because Arizona refused to recognize Martin Luther King Day.
So I just want people to think about this. Like, a governor is weighing a decision a human rights decision
based on football,
based on the money behind football, not about the human rights aspect of it, or the fact that it's a terrible idea for a law, but because he's worried about the money. And statistically, and here's the thing: statistically shown, it is shown that your city, your town, does not do any better by having the Super Bowl come to it.
No.
In fact, it can be a drain on the city and cause problems.
Displaces
in the city.
People.
So
it causes
issues. Like, what is going on? Like, America, you need to fucking wake up,
exactly.
And you need to see what. Why is he weighing this decision on that? Because of money that he is getting somehow.
The American dream, bro.
He's benefiting somehow from it.
Because the people in the Georgia legislature are passing this ridiculous bill.
Yeah.
And it's a way the NFL, to their credit, is stepping up and saying,
I'm not saying
this is bullshit.
I'm not.
And why is he weighing it? Because he knows he's got a huge number of his constituents who are completely in favor of discriminating against people, and this is now giving him an out.
Yeah.
That's why he's weighing it. He's weighing it because if he just comes out and says, this is ridiculous, it's a human rights issue, he'll never be governor again. Because
of the NFL.
If he can scapegoat the NFL on this decision, it gives him a chance to go, no, this is a bad idea, and it's because of this. As opposed to the other way.
And the Georgians are like, oh, all right, we understand. Yeah, you've got
football.
Well, they won't like it, but they'll at least accept it. Where if he comes out and says, no, this is just wrong, then he's done.
Yeah.
Well, fuck Georgia then.
Well, it's just north of Florida. And, you know, we all know how that goes. So, anyway.
You know what I'm ever going to have?
And now, the Nate Darling Show asks, what the hell were they thinking?
Sorry to interrupt you.
No, yeah.
Justin Bieber can't shake his feelings for Selena Gomez. At least that's what his recent post indicates. See, he posted a throwback pic of him and Gomez locking lips Instagram account. That's right.
No, he didn't,
and that's,
dude.
It's not the first time he's...
I can't even right now.
I can't even.
It's not the first time he's hinted at missing his former girlfriend. He gushed over her look last year at the Met Gala a few months after the two called it quits. It's interesting. Bieber starts a string of three concerts in L.A. Apparently, Kanye went to one. Maybe the throwback's last-minute attempt to get Selena to come, or maybe it's just puppy love. Dude! Man up.
Bro.
Man up.
That's so wrong, dude. You just got to move on.
Right?
Like, hey, bro, don't... Yeah, I mean, come on. Like, first of all, A, Beeb, you got whatever you want out there right now. You know what
right.
I mean?
Move on, dude.
Move on, dude. Like, just... Leave her alone. She's the one that got away. You
She's
are a douchebag.
She's the one that got away. She's
you
got a massive DB. Noggin. And
yeah, she kind of looks weird, dude.
She
Don't
looks
like
weird.
She looks kind of weird, dude.
You know,
I mean,
she's got unusually large tatas for.
Listen, Spring Break. Spring Breakers was an all right movie, and it was neat to see her naked. And
right.
like, but I still
Hold
felt
on,
pervy
what?
About it.
What now?
Did you see Spring Breakers?
I've not.
Oh, that was
Wait,
a
what?
Colorful film.
Hold on.
That way.
Hold on. Keep talking. I have to look something up on the internet.
James Franco. Wasn't that James Franco?
Yeah, it was her, like, I'm not a kid anymore.
All these. It was it wasn't just her. There was a number of those young kind of like.
Yeah, Vanessa Hutchins.
Right. All those Disney
was it,
preteens popping their cherries on TV kind
am
of
I,
thing.
Am I getting Vanessa Hutchins? And
I think Hutchins was in it. I think she was.
Vanessa Hutchins had naked pics leaked much a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
anyhow,
all right. Well, I'll have to investigate this.
This
later.
Film was interesting.
It was different. It was different for sure.
Fun editing style.
It was very MTV generation
yeah.
for sure.
But anyhow, Biebs.
Yeah, bro. Come on, bro.
You've got countless. There are women so gorgeous
mm-hmm.
who are much older than you,
but and none of them, none
and
of them
many younger than you.
None of them have his heart.
Yeah, well,
none of them have his.
But you know what? At the same time,
heart.
they'll sign the preemptive, you know, waiver that you make them all sign.
Yeah,
and then you know, go to just bro, just do
the,
it.
The
just
preemptive like, waiver.
Yeah, yeah, like oh yeah, before he has sex with any woman, I guarantee you that there's a waiver that they have to sign, like NDS, non-disclosure statement.
Right,
like,
right.
NDS, Nate Darling Show. Yeah. What?
Yes.
They have to do something because they're not. Nobody is just fucking Justin Bieber, yeah. All right. Unless they're a celebrity, also. But then maybe they're having him sign and being like, "You ain't leaking our photos again, bitch."
Dude, yeah. Bieber can have any woman. Well, not anyone, but many women, including lesbians, because he kind of started this whole the young millennial butch lesbian look. He kind of invented it.
I would say that he was copying them.
All I know
I
is
he,
there
I
was,
think he always wanted
maybe
to be
he copied it, but no, I think that there are lesbians today who copy him. I remember there was a website when he was first going
yes.
big called lesbiansthatlooklikebieber.com.
Yes.
It might have been justinbieber.com, but it blew my mind. I was like, they are one and the same. This is, it's a certain look. It's just like, you know, all the hipsters are trying to look a certain way or all the gangsters is trying to look a certain way. There was a certain look that the a large majority of lesbians
okay.
fashioned
I,
after, and that was Justin Bieber.
You know, like 10 years ago, it was like a lumberjack, and now
right.
it's that.
Right,
okay.
right.
It was a Tumblr page actually. Lesbians who look like Justin Bieber.
There you go.
Still up there.
Nice.
Oh.
Don't know why, but it's still up there. Lesbians, you're better than that.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
First up in Cool or Tool, the new Nikes, Jason.
Well, I mean, it's a shoe that laces itself.
Correct.
So it's a tool.
Word.
Sam?
Tool.
I think they're cool. I mean...
But it's literally a tool.
It is literally a tool, but I think they're cool as hell because they adjust and lace your foot up just right so it's snug in the right places.
If
and
you
not
need
too
snug,
tight.
give me a little pump. Give me the bring back the pump.
It is back, bro. Where have you been?
Well, what I'm saying is, give me the pump that's already been back.
Where have you been, bro?
You know, it's cooler and less tooler.
Up next in Cooler Tool, threats, Sam.
Also very tool. A threat is literally a device to get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Tool,
Jason.
I've heard that ravens can and will fashion sticks and other things to be a tool, and that's what I would say this is.
Threats are cool. Listen, people need to know when they're being put on notice about shit, and that's what threats are for. If you don't believe it, I will come over there and fucking show you.
I guess there's some valid. That's valid. Okay.
That's right, putting people on notice. And finally in Cooler Tool, Bieber. Jason.
Fuck, man.
Bieber.
There's no way I can win this.
You can't win with the Bieber argument, Bieber. Bro.
I'm going to say that...
Be true to your Bieber. Heart. Whatever you Bieber, say, just be true to your heart.
I'm going
to
say Bieber's a tool because, he copied lesbian hairstyle look. B, bro, like, you just got to get over your girl. I get it, yeah. But you just have to get on to the next one. It's been 3 years, bro, and, like, I know that you and Chance and all the other people you've hung out with, Zed, all of them, you know, you guys have found some girls. Like, you've been hanging out with 10s and 11s. Like,
right?
What the fuck, dude? Just fucking move on, bro. Move and just on, fucking bro. Get over it and don't be a fucking ass.
Sam?
Posting a picture of your ex-girlfriend any number of years later is absolutely pathetic. He was already a tool in my eyes. This just like mega tool at this point, yeah. Dude. He's like, nah.
You know, part of me feels bad for him because he really is a sad little boy.
He is.
He's 22. He just turned 22.
But they stole him out of his maturing world when he was 14, so he's never gotten.
Out
he's
of probably it. Has the mentality of a 14. Yeah.
Now, remember when you were in, say, junior high?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What you felt like? I feel bad
right.
for him.
I get it.
Quit being a little bitch.
Come on, bro.
The thing is like he is doing it with plenty of girls right now.
Totally.
He's getting his dick wet.
Or some
so
guys. Who knows?
Him.
Whatever.
Yeah. He's regardless.
And
he
he's
is
probably just doing that
wet.
To get her jealous.
He's getting his dick wet. What else matters? Excuse my language.
What else matters?
But he's having sex with people.
Doing it to get his dick wet. What else matters?
Like just fucking man, you know, like, don't bring it. Like especially
he's
seeing a new
he's
guy.
Taking the flavor of the week, but there's only one flavor that floats his boat.
But like she could be with another guy, and it's just fucked up because like now he's posting pictures
right.
of her kissing
right.
him and shit like that. Like what the
it's
fuck,
wrong.
Bro? Like it's
wrong.
Like it's just not right. No. It's just not.
I don't know who, if anybody, she's dating now, but whoever it is, should just go over and punch him in the face.
Right.
I don't.
First of all, that picture. Maybe there's more going on there. They're standing in water that's just enough for her boobs to be floating. What's his hands doing underneath?
Oh, they're
you know,
in her.
They might be inside of her.
Or inside of him. Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows? There's
whatever,
no
whatever
telling.
Floats your boat.
That picture might have a whole lot. To her, she might be seeing that be going, oh my God, I can't believe you posted that moment.
Yeah, that was such a special moment.
It's so special. It's the first time I've been penetrated.
There's really nothing Jesus more Christ. Special than the first time a dirtbag finger banged you.
Yeah,
am I right, ladies? Yeah.
I think there's a number of girls that remember that moment well with me. I was that dirtbag.
Jason with a humble brag. He's like, oh my God, my fingers have been in so much poon.
Matter of fact, they're aching right
like,
now.
And they're like, that scumbag. Like there was a scumbag Jason before there's scumbag Steve. There's scumbag Jason. It was like me. It was me smelling my fingers. And it's just like, and I was like, oh, that scumbag Jason. Fucking A, man. I'll never.
Have you put
ever,
this on your comedy routine? Because that should be on there.
I will never, ever get past this.
Jason is more of an improviser, so he doesn't have a stand-up.
Well,
but you
shit.
Could. You
That's,
totally could.
I like that. You should go
You totally
that.
Could. All right. It's time for an exciting game of Fuck, Marry, Kill. Now, these trios were posted on The Chive, so credit to thechive.com. So we have 11 scenarios. Mm. Not all of them are ladies. Some of them are gentlemen. And we're going to play. All
right. We'll be honest.
Through all of them. And so it's, you know, nobody wins, nobody loses, and no one will judge you harshly.
Yeah.
However you pick them.
Okay.
So let's start out. The first Fuck, Marry, Kill is Star Wars themed.
Mm.
So let's start, Jason, with you. Princess Leia,
mm-hmm.
Padme,
mm-hmm.
or Rey. Fuck, Marry, Kill. Be thinking about this too, because
I would. Okay, I would kill Rey.
Okay.
Fuck Leia.
Mm-hmm.
And marry Padme.
Sam.
I was thinking that exact thing, but then I was thinking about the Rey situation. She's so free spirited. It might be a wild time. Just to go for a quick fugga-lugga. So I'm going to go with fuck Rey.
Ooh.
Marry Padme.
Okay.
and
you'd kill Princess Leia.
I'm gonna have to, because she's are we talking about her in her little slave uniform,
that's,
you know, 30 that's 40
the,
years ago, or are we
the,
talking
in
like
prime. In their prime,
in their prime, yeah,
you
come
know.
On bro, come on bro,
that's
you know
tough.
How it works.
But I've got too much of a thing for Natalie Portman. I'm gonna have to kill Leia.
Yeah.
All
how
right.
about you? How about you?
Jason, I completely agree with you. Rey has to go.
Uh-huh.
Not that I don't like her. She's just way too young for me.
I would totally fuck Princess Leia, but I know she's not going to keep that up, so I would have to marry Padme.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
yeah,
that's
nice.
Pretty good. All right, up next. In
we all married the same woman. We can start a business together. We can marry the same woman.
it's called nice. MarryTheSameChick.com. All right, up next in Fuck, Marry, Kill. Sam, you're going
to
go first on this
don't
one.
Don't do this to me.
It's the Friends version of Fuck, Marry, Kill. Are you ready?
Okay, this should be easy.
Rachel, Monica, and Phoebe. Not the actresses, but the characters.
Right,
Rachel,
the characters.
Monica, and Phoebe. And go.
Oh. I would fuck Monica, marry Phoebe, kill Rachel.
Oh. Wow.
Listen, I hate fucking Jennifer Aniston. And I hate Rachel.
Wow.
Hate! I don't use that word lightly. Carry on.
Jason.
I would fuck Rachel because I was so fucking obsessed with her in my late teens, early 20s.
So many filth.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. So much filth. I would marry Monica for without a doubt because she's the most fun. And then I would have to kill poor Phoebe.
Awesome.
I'm going to go a little bit different on this. I would kill Monica.
Yeah, all right.
Really?
She was really annoying. I would fuck Rachel once just so she knew what was going on. And I'd marry Phoebe because I think she'd be a freak in the sheets.
Wouldn't she?
For the longest time.
For the longest time.
And you want that. That's what you want. You
that's
want the freak
want.
In the sheets for the longest time.
You don't
want
to get bored.
Yeah, you don't want to get bored with that. So that's how I would go.
All right.
Sorry, Monica.
Yeah, sorry, Monica.
That's how it goes.
I like that one. That was a good one.
All right, up next in Fuck, Marry, Kill. This is a little bit of a different one, so get ready. These are all characters that represent fast food joints.
Okay, all right. I'm into this.
Okay.
I got
so
this.
So these are the characters. Okay. let's see if we can get this. Jason, you get to go first on this one. And this is the new Wendy's girl.
Okay.
The redheaded actress that we see on the commercials today. Mm-hmm. The Wendy's girl, the Burger King, and Ronald McDonald.
Oh, shit.
This is the antithesis of what the Jeopardy music is for. But.
So I would have to kill... I would have to fuck, marry, kill, right? I would fuck Ronald.
Okay.
Just because he's fucked so many other people. he deserves to get fucked once in a while. I would marry the Wendy's girl.
Okay.
Because, I mean, she's a woman, and I don't want to have gay sex for the rest of my life. And I'd have to kill the king because he's fucking creepy.
All right.
Yeah.
Sam.
Kill the
king! This is so tough.
It is. It's actually not that tough for me.
I'm going to have to say, fuck Wendy.
Okay.
Because it's going to be enjoyable, and you're going to be like, you know, so at least this one's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Marry Ronald.
Oh.
Because you're supposed to marry for love. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
Okay.
And so kill the king, because he's the freakiest shit.
Yeah, I thought you'd go that way. You fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
All right.
At least every time you did it, he'd be smiling.
It's true.
There's a little confidence boost
going on. A little bit of the teeth going on there as you're killing him.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go a little different. I know this will surprise you. I'm going to kill Ronald McDonald.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know,
it's the hair. You hate his hair.
It's glance. But here's the thing. I'm going to fuck the Burger King. Mm. You know why? He's not going to tell anybody.
Oh.
He's silent.
That's real.
You thought that. You had more time to think this out.
So
that's a perfect plan.
So I, you know, granted, I would have had gay sex with the Burger King, but he's not telling anybody.
Yeah, he's not going
to
tell us.
And then I'm marrying the Wendy's girl, and she's going to take me out to lunch someplace nice.
Yeah.
God
there
bless
you.
You know, that's
with a
well,
square burger.
Well planned.
All right, this one's going to be tough.
With the square burger.
Get ready. This one's going to be the gayest one of them all.
There's another.
Yummy.
Oh, yes. And we may change up the music on this one. We are going to change the music up now.
Oh, God.
Alex Trebek can relax for a second. And by the way, hello, Anna Faris, if you're actually still listening. all right. Sam, you get to go first on this round.
God.
And this one I have not thought about at all.
I hope I know all these people.
You do. Okay. You do. This is the Ryan episode of Fuck, Marry, Kill. Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling, and Ryan Seacrest. Sam.
I'm going to start off with killing Ryan Seacrest, because that'll turn everyone on. then I'm going to go ahead and fuck Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
He's very attractive. He's got nice eyes. They're tantalizing. You know, I could enjoy that. I'll pretend I'm Rachel McAdams, and we're going to go put this in the notebook.
Okay.
But I'd like to spend the rest of my life with Ryan Reynolds, because he can make me laugh, and it's a sustainable relationship, I'm sure.
Okay. Jason.
I'm going to have to say, I was thinking about this actually earlier today.
Were you?
Yeah, which Ryan Reynolds do I want to fuck? so I definitely, while it might be a fun time to fuck Ryan Seacrest, especially considering where his dick's been. I would say,
you mean in you next?
No, me next, but I mean, it's been in Julianne Hough. It's been in like other people, you know, pretty, some good DNA on that. I would have to say I'm going to kill him. Fuck him. That guy, he's dead.
Are you killing or fucking?
I'm killing him. Okay. I'm going to fuck Ryan Gosling. And I'm going to marry Ryan Reynolds. And it's pretty much the same reasons that you said,
good.
Sam.
So yeah, we're all in agreement. Huh?
We got clean sweep on this one. Clean sweep. I can't add anything to it. It's a clean sweep.
I love it.
I mean, I would love to just hang out with Ryan Reynolds and just do stuff.
Yeah, right?
I would totally marry him. Ryan Gosling, I think, is the most feminine of the group, so...
I mean, no, he's a very talented actor. I don't think I could see being with him for a long time.
He's a talented actor, but he doesn't have a lot of depth to him. I still remember watching the episode of Nickelodeon's Are You Afraid of the Dark when he was 9 years old. His acting has not improved.
I just remember watching Van Wilder and being like, wow, Ryan Reynolds is so fucking awesome.
Yeah, he is.
Well, and of course, Deadpool.
Yeah, goes on, man.
It's mostly voice acting, but it was really good.
Hey, fuck you, Sam. I'm fucking getting out of here. You're
it's
like
a cartoon,
I'm
bro.
I'm fucking getting so pissed right now.
All right, guys, this one's going to be tough.
All right, let's do it.
It's a game of fuck, marry, kill, and thank you again to thechive.com for these. Are you ready? Who's going first this time? Is it you, Jason?
I'll go
Jason
first.
Yeah, I think it is. All right, here we go. Here are your choices. Martha Stewart.
Okay.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, fucking hate you, Nate.
And Caitlyn Jenner.
I fucking hate you, Nate.
This is brilliant.
I fucking hate you, Nate.
Oh, God.
Make your choices now, sir.
Okay. Oh, God.
Well, I'm going to have to say...
This is not political, bro.
No.
No, they're all strong, powerful women.
Here's the thing. Like there's something to be said about having sex with an Olympian. You know what I mean? Like, this is like you're having sex with
the world's greatest athlete.
One of the world's greatest athletes. But at the same time, I'm going to have to kill that Caitlyn. I'm sorry. I'm going to kill Caitlyn. I'm going to, even though it ruined my childhood and scarred me, I could maybe get some anger out in it. Rosie O'Donnell, right?
Okay.
Remember,
we all talked about that. Remember when we talked about that? Rosie O'Donnell, my thing with her. And then
I thought she was rather attractive in the Betty outfit.
Yes.
Then I would marry Martha Stewart, because who wouldn't marry Martha Stewart? Like, I mean, fuck.
Yeah,
you're right.
You're for the cooking, right?
Makes a lot of sense,
Sam.
My stars are almost aligned with Jason on this one, except I have questions.
No, you can't ask
I
questions.
I don't fully understand the transgender, so let me ask this.
No. You can't ask questions about and fuck Mary
I
Kill.
Know that they sever the male genitalia, but
not necessarily.
But let's pretend that is part of the procedure. Mm-hmm. I know that she had the full transformation.
I don't know that for sure.
Yes, this is what they. This was in the news.
Okay, whatever.
When that happens,
transitioning is not mean that you've actually done all of that. That's not what transitioning means.
Okay, well, this is important for me to understand. Is it possible for transgender?
Only one of them was Woman of the Year last year, and that was Caitlyn Jenner.
Is it possible for I don't know how the procedure works, for a transgender male to female?
Yes.
To not only lose the male genitalia, but also have a place.
Yes.
Where you can insert a male genitalia.
Yes. Generally, if that happens, that happens.
Yes. As Dr. Alter once said, it's easier to make a hole than a pole.
Okay.
Yes. So there you go. It is possible.
All right. Okay, then. All right. with that information,
sure,
I'm going to, because I do not have any sexual desire for, as a matter of fact, I have malice in my heart towards Rosie O'Donnell.
I fucking hate you.
I'd rather stick my dick in a blender. I'm going to go ahead and put that inside of Caitlyn Jenner.
Nice.
I will fuck Caitlyn Jenner because I don't have to worry about pregnancy.
True.
And
well,
then...
Well, and she's 60-something years old.
He's like, I like how he's just like, he's like, true, right? Like,
I don't, like, I don't think there's a lot of worry about pregnancy with any of them.
I don't think they put a uterus
right,
in her.
You're right.
They didn't put a uterus in
her. There's no uterus in there. Okay. And then I'm going to kill Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay.
I'm probably going to start with a scalpel around... I'm just kidding. I'm not going to go into detail.
Jesus Christ.
And then, for the same reason as you, I will go ahead and marry Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Better living.
Better living.
All right. I'm going to follow Sam's path, but for different reasons.
Okay, let's hear it.
I'm going to kill Rosie O'Donnell because I think she's a horrific bitch.
Yeah, that means that she's a
You are far more eloquent than I, my friend.
I'm going to fuck Caitlyn Jenner because I know no dude has been there before.
Nicely done.
And... I'm going to marry Martha Stewart because, like Phoebe, freaking the sheets.
Yes, for sure. She had some experience in prison. You know, who knows what she looked
like? With lesbians? What the fuck's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. Like, you know?
Oh, yeah, that time in the joint really made you a real good lover. You know, I mean, you can really suck a dick now. Like, you had a lot of experience sucking dick in prison, I bet, with all those other women.
You're always bashing my dreams. Jason.
Sorry, dude. Just like, my dreams. I'm just saying, just have... Just have dreams that make sense.
Okay.
That's all. Just like,
okay.
Like
I'm going to work on that.
When you're talking about machines coming alive, don't quote Terminator.
It's not Terminator.
It's Maximum Overdrive where they come alive.
Okay.
Sure. Or even Brave Little Doaster, dude. Like, I mean,
that was
that
a better.
One.
Okay.
All right. Up next, and this is a long game. Up next in Fuck, Marry, Kill, it's an all dude version. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Sam, you're going first, so pay attention. Here are your choices. Eminem.
Okay, yeah.
Justin Bieber and Kanye West.
Okay. Shit, this one's tough, dog.
It is.
Okay. I'm going to... Shit. This one's so wrong.
It is. They're all wrong, really.
I feel like... Eminem. He's crazy as fuck.
Well, I think they all are.
They're all crazy as fuck. He's got gorgeous eyes, though.
Sure.
Dreamy,
if you will.
Shit. Okay. Okay. I could not be the one to go first on it. I'm going... See, because Bieber, of course, is the most feminine.
What the fuck are you...
Right? So sexually, that's more enjoyable. You know, softer skin, softer body. He could serenade me before doing it.
This game isn't talk yourself through who you're going to fuck, marry, and kill.
I know!
It's called fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Who are you
okay.
going to fuck? Who are you going to marry? Who are you going to kill? Fucking make a fucking decision.
Okay.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm going to fuck Bieber.
Okay.
Marry Eminem. Ooh. Kill Kanye.
Oh, Jason.
Right. Well, listen, I hate to do it, but I'm going to have to fuck the black man.
Yeah.
Like every good white man.
You really hate to do it?
I hate to do it. I'm going to fuck Kanye.
Sure.
And I'm going to kill Bieber just because he's a Canadian.
Oh,
there you go. Nice.
And we don't need more, you know, that shit. And his hairstyle that he gave to lesbian women.
We don't need more of that shit.
Or that he stole from, I mean, whatever. It just is, okay.
Yeah.
If I had to see another guy flip his hair, it's one of my, like, Jesus Christ. So kill him, and then, you know, I have to marry my Detroit homie, Eminem, because,
yeah.
Like, everybody needs a little nut. You know, I don't like the plain Eminem. I like the nutty Eminem, you know what I'm saying?
The peanut Eminems. All right.
Boom!
That's fair. Oops, well, here's why I disagree.
Uh-oh.
Well, I agree a little bit with each of you.
Did we both marry Eminem?
You did.
You did.
Okay, all right.
You did. I'm going to have to kill Eminem.
All right.
Sorry. I know it's terrible, but he's got to go. Because I'm not going to kill a black guy because Kareem would call me racist. I'm going to fuck Kanye. I'm going to do it so good that he won't talk the entire time.
Well, he likes things in his butt.
And I think, and he does. We already know this.
Yeah.
So he'll enjoy it.
Okay.
It's bigger than a finger, though, Kanye, so be ready. And I'm going to marry Jeff. And I'm it's more
that
than,
was good.
More than slight. It's Andre the Giant's finger. And I'm going to marry Justin Bieber because even though I know he's going to fuck around, you know he's got that weird loyalty thing. He'll be posting things on Instagram all the time. And I think he's got more money than the rest of these guys, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so
yeah.
When inevitably he disappoints me and I leave, I'm going to get a bigger chunk of change.
Nicely played, sir. Nicely played.
So that's my all answer right. on that one. All right. Let's go back to the ladies. And Jason, you're up first. Oprah, Barbara Streisand, and Kim Kardashian. Fuck, marry, kill. Oprah, Kim Kardashian, and Barbara Streisand.
Oh, fuck, man. Like, I'm going to be fucked anyway I do this.
Yeah.
I'm, like, so fucked.
These do not get easier.
It got easier for me based on your last
okay,
decision.
Okay, so I'm gonna have to say, even though I love Jewish women, but I'm going to have to kill Barbara Streisand.
Oh, no.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to kill Barbara Streisand.
The gays are going to have a word with you.
I'm going to fuck Kim Kardashian.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I don't know if my dick could handle an ass that big, like, more than once or twice.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's a big ass.
Well, you could just flip her over and do her missionary
no,
style.
No, who does that? And then and I'm going to marry Oprah because, like Nate said earlier, mm-hmm. same last reason, like, this is... She's got the money, you know, so maybe she could finance my improv career.
Barbara's got some money, too. Sam, what say you? Oprah, Barbara
not
Streisand?
Oprah money.
I'm going to make this quick, what he said. I align like the perfect stars right now with Jason on that one.
Man.
For every same reason. Every All same right. reason.
All right.
Kill Barbara. Fuck Kim. Marry Oprah.
I'm going to go a different way.
Yeah, of course you are.
Of course you are, Nate.
I am going to marry Oprah because I think she's the most loving and caring of the group.
Yeah, right.
It's not about the money.
It's all a show, dude.
It's not about the money.
Yeah, sure it isn't.
I'm going to fuck Barbara.
Oprah is the Antichrist.
I'm going to fuck Barbara Streisand just because. And I'm going to kill Kim Kardashian because I've already seen her fuck on camera and it's not that impressive.
Right.
Because if I got to pick, I would rather be able to go, hey, I fucked Barbara Streisand. Because I don't think
Damn
it's
it,
that,
Nate.
I don't think it's that big a deal to fuck Kim Kardashian.
You're right,
but she fucked Elliot Gould.
Kim Kardashian?
No, Barbara Streisand.
Oh, good for her. He's not in this game.
I'm just
He's
at
not
all.
In this game.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
Why I brought it up? Oh, her third husband was Elliot Gould.
All right, Sam, you're up first in this next one. And,
oh no,
we're going young. We're going younger, and we're going female. So hopefully, this will
oh,
be
yeah.
a little easier
oh,
for
yeah.
you.
All right.
We'll see if it is. Fuck, marry, kill Rachel Lee Cook.
I don't even know who that is.
What?
Too young for me.
No, she's not actually.
No, she's.
What's she do? What's her gig?
She's an actress.
She
Let
was
me see. Pick.
She's right here. She's a lovely brunette.
She was in Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah, Rachel Lee
oh,
Cook.
Yeah.
Megan Trainor.
Love Rachel Lee Cook. Okay.
And Ariana Grande. Those are your options. Sam, fuck, marry, kill Rachel Lee Cook, Megan Trainor, Ariana Grande.
Kill Megan Trainor.
Ooh.
Fuck Ariana Grande.
Wow.
Marry Josie and the Pussycats. She's all that, whatever her name is.
Yeah, she's all that.
I love
yeah.
her,
Rachel
dude.
Lee Cook.
Yeah. That's
Jason.
It.
Yeah, I would marry Rachel Lee Cook for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
I would marry her. I would have to fuck. God damn it! Who are
Ariana
Grande and who was the other one?
Megan Trainor.
I would fuck Megan Trainor.
Oh.
And then Ariana Grande. I'm sorry.
Girl can
kill
sing,
you.
Dude.
No, but she licked a donut and put it back.
That's right.
Yeah, and she said, "This is I hate America."
That's
yeah.
why I'm going to kill Ariana Grande.
Come on, dude.
No, yeah, it makes
That's
sense.
Her American right.
No. I'm going to lick donuts. I'm gonna fuck Rachel Lee Cook. I'm going to marry Megan Trainor because she's the most talented of the group. And I think she, of all of the girls, would have the best sense of humor and be more fun to hang around with.
And she probably sucks good dick.
You know, probably. I guess that's a compliment I will go ahead and give her.
I can tell. I can just tell by the sound of her voice. I can tell. She, you know what? Her voice. Let me just say, if her dick was sliding into that mouth, no. I'm sorry. I apologize to all the women listening to this right now. It's horrible.
It's wrong.
It's a horrible human being.
All right, and we have our last all male grouping. Oh, we're going science edition. Science edition. So get ready for this.
This is more about like loving the brain.
It's fuck, marry, kill. Bill Nye, the science guy, Neil deGrasse Tyson, and Carl Sagan. Jason.
Carl Sagan.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm gonna have to. Unfortunately, I'm gonna have to kill Bill Nye. Sorry, Bill. Got to kill you.
Watch it, son.
And then I'm going to. Oh god. I'm gonna fuck Carl Sagan.
Wow.
And probably marry Neil. I have to go that way because Bill's cool, but fuck him. He couldn't win a debate against a climatologist person. I mean, come on, what the fuck? And then Carl Sagan, I wouldn't marry him, but he's dead, so I can fuck a corpse. And then.
Good point.
You can't already kill a corpse.
Necrophilia is frowned upon.
You can't kill a corpse again. And then Neil, I'd have to marry Neil because he's the most respectable choice.
Sam?
I don't know much about Carl Sagan. I'm going to admit that.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Somebody help me.
Carl Sagan's before his time.
Okay.
I'm going to confess he looks good in a turtleneck.
He does.
Which should give you an idea of his time frame.
I know this. I would marry Bill Nye due to an Oedipus complex.
Oh.
Growing up, he was like a parent to me.
Okay. I don't know if it's Oedipus, but go on.
Yeah. Then I'm going to go ahead and say the nice tight turtleneck looks really good on guy I don't know.
Carl Sagan.
So I'd fuck him.
Okay.
And
you're killing Neil deGrasse Tyson?
And I'm going to give you a reason why I'm going to kill Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Do tell.
Tell me.
I hate his fucking name. Mainly because deGrasse sounds like Degrassi, which was a terrible Canadian preteen drama show that starred Drake, who I also hate, before he ever did anything with his life as a wheelchair boy.
Yeah, you can't argue with that.
It happened to him.
If there's not enough reason.
He didn't start off as Jimmy the Wheelchair Boy.
I understand. That's enough reason for me to choose to kill Degrassi, man.
All right. Here's how it goes down. I don't like murdering people, and Carl Sagan's already dead, so that's taken care of.
You bitch.
I'm going to fuck Neil deGrasse Tyson, because I think he's probably the smoothest of the group.
He's classy. He's a classy gent.
No, I mean his skin.
All that cocoa butter, baby.
And I'm going to marry Bill Nye, because he's going to die soon anyway, because he's the old one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I like where your head's at, bro. You think different.
There's a different reason why I'm going to do it, but that's it. All right. And one last group of ladies. Actresses, young actresses.
Please don't be gross.
No.
End on a good note.
These are lovely young actresses, Sam. They are Emma Watson, Anna Kendrick.
I don't know her.
And Jennifer Lawrence. Emma Watson.
Oh, her.
Anna Kendrick, and Jennifer Lawrence. So let me ask you this, Sam Platts. God. Fuck, marry, kill. Jennifer Lawrence, Anna Kendrick, or Emma Watson?
I'm going to fuck Emma Watson.
Okay.
I like her. I feel bad if I go back and watch any of the earlier Harry Potter movies. Right?
Okay.
Because she was like 13 or younger.
Yes.
I'm going to marry freaking Catching Fire because I'd like to see that every day.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Uh-huh. And then other girl who I don't...
Anna Kendrick.
Oh, yeah. She's got good sense of humor, great smile, but just due to a process of elimination, she's got to die.
Jason.
Not a tough decision for me. I'm going to have to fuck Jennifer Lawrence. Really. With
just one time. That's it.
Yeah, that's
enough
that's
for
fine.
You.
That's enough for me. That's all I need. Okay. I'm going to kill, what was the other one?
Anna Kendrick and Emma Watson.
Emma Watson. I'm going to have to kill Emma Watson.
Stop.
Yeah, because, I mean, I can't be anywhere where what's his name? Where Robert.
Ew, freaking vampire dude.
Ron Weasley.
Oh.
He's been there, right? So I can't be there. So I have to kill her. And then marry Anna Kendrick, because I think she's going to be the. She's really talented. She can sing, and she's hot. And I think she'd be a lot of fun. She's a redhead, so you know she's crazy.
In bed.
All right, I am going to kill Emma Watson.
Yeah.
Fuck you, bro.
I have nothing against her. I just, out of the group, I have to. I'm going to fuck Anna Kendrick because she has that crazy look. Like, she might just go for anything. And I'm going to marry Jennifer Lawrence because I think long term, she'll do anything multiple times.
Right.
So that's it. Hey, thanks again to thechive.com for this section of Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Thanks, Chive. Hey, keep calm.
And Chive on! So thanks for playing. And we're sorry.
Yeah, sorry. But,
you know, we're forced to choose. We are forced to choose.
If,
so
if you're still listening, thanks, guys.
That's what we're going to do. Yes, to all of our loved ones, thank you for listening.
Anna, thanks so much.
No, well, you know, I think Anna Faris might like that section.
You think so?
Oh, I think so. I think so. Now, your wife, on the other hand, might not be such a big fan.
Oh, she doesn't care. She knows.
No.
She knows you have no
as
chance.
As long as you're coming home to her every
Does she
night.
Know about all of your long history of finger blasting an unfortunate girl?
First thing I told her. First thing you gotta know about me, baby, is I finger blasted a lot of ladies. You do not want to put these two fingers in your mouth ever.
You might get herpes on your mouth.
I call my hands Star Wars because they've been finger blasted.
I can't. Oh my god, it's horrible. My fingers are like they're stained yellow, like slightly.
Can you still smell the poon?
Smell them, dude.
Oh, nice.
Fresh. Hey, real quick.
Smells like Dale Spain.
Real quick, Spain's Got Talent. If you heard of that or not, I do not know. But they had an opera singer go on to start off by doing opera. Buenas noches. It's Cristina Ramos.
Tina.
But so she starts out singing her opera.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah, like, pretty good, right?
I love it, yeah.
But that's just the beginning, because her music gets interrupted, and then she has to sort of adjust to it.
Cuidado.
Homeboy just wet himself.
I don't know if she got the words right or not, because I believe she said, "Hey Obama." I'm pretty sure that's not the words, but
she said she owns the highway.
So that was pretty damn cool.
That's nice.
It was cool until she got like every single word wrong in the song.
You know,
she owns the highway to hell.
There's,
she's not
there's,
on it.
There's downsides to everything,
yeah.
Jason.
That was good. Oh shit.
There's downsides to
the United States of America.
It's true. At least one of them.
From goofballs
How
to
far
gators,
down are we going?
Here's Florida Corner.
We're going all the way down to Florida, where a Florida man won a big judgment against Gawker Media. That's right, Hulk Hogan.
Oh,
a big man!
Not only did
with
Hulk
small penis.
Not only did Hulk Hogan get to fuck his best friend's wife, he's walking away with over $115 million in compensatory damages, plus another $25 million in punitive damages.
Wow!
Now, whether Gawker Media can actually afford to pay that out is another story.
It's a lot of money.
They've already said they're going to appeal. So he wore his good black bandana to court to testify.
Classy.
Yeah. How great is that, though? How great is America, where you can fuck your best friend's wife
and get paid $120 million?
Yeah. Because somebody videotaped it, and then put it out there. I know, it's crazy, right? That's in Florida.
Well, we we knew how the Hulkster was going to have to get on top some way, you know? Shit, after everything he's been
through.
Well,
here's the thing. The reason he got fired from WWE was because of his racist rant in that same... He was, you know, in between bouts of fucking his best friend's wife, he was complaining about black guys having sex with his daughter. That's why he got fired from WWE. Yep. So, anyway... we heard before about Aaron Carter endorsing Donald Trump. He's not going to vote now. he did not vote in the Florida primary, saying, and I quote from Twitter, "I've been bullied so badly because of it, I don't even want to vote now." Apparently,
what a little bitch.
Apparently he'd received death threats and an abundance of attempts to humiliate him, not limited to the Nate Darling show, and added to his disappointment over contradicting the nature of people coming at me for my beliefs, doing the exact same thing to me that they hate. So,
oh my god, you know that's like you let the terrorists win, bro. Like right. Aaron Carter, like I don't give a fuck. If you want to vote for Trump, then fucking vote for Trump. But be right. A fucking man and stand behind your fucking
own
vote.
It.
Don't
own
be
it.
A little bitch. Yeah. Oh wait, hold on a second. Guess you can't because you know you're a little bitch. Aaron Carter, nobody ever partied at your house, and you're still pissed, little bitch. Aww, nobody showed up.
It's a terrible thing.
Yeah, nobody showed up. Oh, everybody thought they were going
to
show up because of it's Aaron Carter. Oh, who's Aaron Carter? Oh, he's that other Carter brother. Oh, okay. And then nobody showed up because you're a little bitch. Sorry,
little
bro.
Brother. No one
hey,
cares.
Guess you know what? You know what else? Fucking. You know what else? Bullied you? My fucking dick. Bitch. I'm going to hate you, Aaron.
By the way, if you're planning a party, one of the best places for party supplies is Amazon. And the best way to shop on Amazon is to click through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
Where's
Why?
That, Nate?
Why? It's at NateDarlingShow.com. It's right up at the top. It's the Shop Amazon tab. Why? Because you get the great Amazon prices.
The Amazon
of course.
Prices.
And you help support the show.
Yep.
And it doesn't cost you anything extra.
Nothing.
So everybody wins.
Listen, what, if you're, what if you're a Prime member? I'll tell you what. You also get free two-day shipping
mm-hmm.
and discount prices on many items.
It's true. Not only do you get that, you've got free Prime Music, which is tons of streaming music, and you've got Amazon Photo.
Yeah, and
unlimited
I will forgive
photo.
You if you do all of that. I will forgive you if you listen to an Aaron Carter song or buy something. If you do it through, and only if you do it through the Nate Darling website. By clicking through and going to Amazon.
And yo,
if you do it any other way, I fucking hate you
yeah.
and don't ever talk to me.
I get it. You get in your routine. You're like, yo, that should be cool because I buy Amazon all the time. But if you don't do right now, you're probably going to forget.
Yeah.
So right now, pause the podcast. Go get on your computer and bookmark
well,
the tab.
And well, here's the beauty. If you're listening on NateDarlingShow.com right now,
you're already there.
Just go up, click that Shop Amazon tab. And when the new window opens up for you, bookmark that.
That's your new Amazon shop tab.
Yeah, that's what you go to.
Boom.
God bless you.
Every time.
Boom.
So thank you very much for everybody who's been doing that. Do appreciate it. Now let's do this.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
Hey, what's the good word?
Hmm.
How many times have you greeted someone that way? More often than not, the answer is no good words. I love the English language. It's made of words.
Is that true?
Some good, some not so good. Meanings for many have evolved or changed entirely over the years. Today I want to talk about pronunciations that have changed. Sometimes it bugs me, and I wonder if it bugs you too. Let me throw this one out for your consideration. Uranus.
It was always Uranus. I've only recently heard it called Uranus.
I probably learned it in the third grade. Mrs. McGee pronounced it very clearly, Uranus.
Yeah.
We all repeated it with some giggling in the back row. No matter, that's the way astronomers were pronouncing it at the time. But somewhere along the line, after television came along, a change was made, and I was astounded. Uranus. Oh, Uranus was now what I heard.
Uranus.
Uranus.
Yes.
I've heard that too.
Mm-hmm.
Uranus.
Because it's better if you have urination in your is.
Uranus.
Uranus.
And it seemed nobody ever said it the same way again, except me. I'm old-fashioned that way.
He's
I'm old-fashioned that way, too,
he's old-fashioned how he likes Uranus.
For the purposes of this column, Kay and I racked our brains to come up with other words whose pronunciation has changed since we learned them.
Is Gordy, right?
It's yes, it's, of course it's Gordy
God
Little.
Bless you, Gordy.
The Enola Gay B-29 Super Fortress carried an atomic bomb codenamed Little Boy. and it was the first such weapon dropped from an aircraft. The target was Hiroshima, Japan. I was just 8 years old, and I will never forget that date, August 6th, 1945. I remember Walter Winchell reporting it to our ancient Philco radio. He pronounced it Hiroshima. Now most say
it's Hiroshima.
Hiroshima.
It's true.
When did it change? Darned if I know.
When people became educated, that's how they fucking say it in Japan.
Japan.
Sorry, Gordy.
By now, you've already come up with a few of your own. Caribbean is another. Can I learned it is Caribbean. Not anymore. Now
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Now it's Caribbean. What's up with that?
You're a racist, Gordon.
During WW2, we all had ration books with stamps to buy certain things at the store. We pronounced it ration. In case you haven't noticed, the A in the first syllable now sounds more like one in admirable. I'm so confused.
Rations?
Rations. I always pronounce the continent Antarctica. Most others seem to leave out the K sounds in the second syllable.
That pisses me off, yeah.
I believe it was Honest Abe Lincoln who said it's better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak and remove all doubt. Sorry, that's very difficult for me because my lips were made for flapping. You might say athlete, and I say athlete. You might say nuclear, while I say nuclear. You might say escape, while I say escape.
You might say ax, I say ask.
Here's a tough one. How would you pronounce prerogative? It's if you say prerogative, you'd be on my wavelength. If you said per for the first syllable, I would have to disagree. Smart people say candidit. Candidate. My old-fashioned brain says candidate. Politics is a wild subject these days. Better quit while I'm ahead.
Gordy little baking my noodle once again.
Yeah, and that's little bits.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
What's this?
It's Aaron Carter. It's Aaron's party, baby.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah. You talked it up like it was going to be the best party ever. And you got there, and there was nobody there.
Worst party ever. It was
because he's 11 years old, and everyone was asleep.
Yeah. That's the way it goes. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show.
I hate you, Nate.
But, hey, get out there and vote if you got the chance to. I hear the lines in Arizona were very long. But here's the thing about Arizona. Not only the lines were long, but they apparently have far fewer polling places. So that's why the lines were so long. What? That sounds crazy.
That's absurd.
Yeah, if you live where you voted already, good for you. If you live in California, like the rest of us, you can't vote till June when it won't fucking matter.
Yeah. Oh, well.
What was that noise?
Well, listen, you're making me listen to this fucking song.
It's like
again.
It's like Jason was turned on vibrate.
I hate everybody right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, fella.
Yeah.
Raise the roof.
Yeah. What?
Somebody did. Yo, bro, what? Give me a grape soda.
What?
Oh,
what?
Shit.
What? 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 All right, my head hurts now.
You guys have no idea what it was like working at a radio station, having to actually play this song in
God
rotation.
Save you.
No, fuck you.
That's like being forced to serve crack to black
fuck
youth.
You. Like, and then getting in trouble because I played Mos Def or Talib Kweli. I had to. I played. God forbid that I play at 12:30 in the evening some Talib Kweli or some Mos Def, some real rap,
and
I get in fucking trouble, and then I have to play fucking Aaron Carter. Fucking this is. Oh, yeah. Fucking,
the man owns
oh,
you,
my
dog.
God. That's where I fucking die right now.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Especially you, Anna Faris. I know you're still out there, baby. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
My boner is grounded right
now. Maybe throw yourself a party. Who knows? Hey, it's Easter.
We make got it, your playlist set.
Hey, you know what? May your dick be like Jesus. May it be risen. Have a great Easter, everybody. We'll see you next week with more Nate Darling shows. Enjoy the next 20 seconds of this song. We'll see you next time.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.